Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I'm the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reaching out to you all from, yes, I have returned to New York City. I'm back at my parish in the Bronx, and I have to tell you, I'm pretty ecstatic about that. So thank you for all your prayers as I was recovering from surgery that I had to have on my foot where my amputation is. So thank you very much for that. And this episode of my podcast is going to be going up the day after Trinity Sunday, sort of in the shadow of this beautiful event in our liturgical calendar where the church invites us to just sit with and gnaw upon and be transformed by this gift that is the Holy Trinity. You know, and it really is a self-gift. The Trinity has given themselves, itself to us, you know, and you notice I had a little pause there because, you know, the Trinity is one of those things that we always struggle with because, frankly, we can never forget that God is utterly transcendent and utterly beyond us. So the language that our tradition within the Catholic Church has given us to speak is just oh so limited in regard to this beautiful gift that is the Trinity. So we are always grasping at different words and concepts and ways of growing in knowledge so we can grow in relationship with the Trinity. And while I was recovering, I was reading a great book by now Bishop Robert Barron. I think it came out when he was still a priest, called Exploring Catholic Theology. And it's just a series of different not articles, but, you know, different reflections that he wrote on different aspects within Catholic theology, set up in four different themes. And within these articles that he wrote for this book, he has a lot of things that he repeats trying to drive home certain points. And one of the things that he puts forward is that as human persons, as human people, we are a relationship to God. We don't necessarily have. We can't put the having before what we ontologically are, what we are from our very being. And this goes back to the importance of creation, because when God created, there was nothing. We don't think, you know, we have to be careful that we don't think God was just sort of working with some blob of chaotic stuff and just organized everything, making him sort of the biggest, strongest being in the realm of being. No, he's utterly beyond all of created existence, because created existence, time itself, etc., came into being because God loved it into being. And that aspect of God is love. First letter of John, chapter 4, verse 16, tells us and gets us to the heart of who the Trinity is. And notice I say who, because the Trinity involves three persons. And we are loved into existence. So our being rests upon the being of another. So when we talk about, quote unquote, having a relationship with God or growing in a relationship of God, what it means in a way, not the only way, but what it means in a way, is this going deeper into understanding who we are, why we exist, because to reflect upon creation itself, which is a fundamental aspect to the Carmelite order when we talk about practicing the presence of God. You know, one of the things that we are invited to meditate upon is creation itself, is that we exist because of love. So our very foundation, what our being rests upon, is the love of God. You know, that's why we exist. And that's a profound thing that opens us up to be nourished from our very foundation, which is God himself. And you know, this might seem mystical, this might seem really out there, this might seem far-fetched, but that's why throughout the history of the Catholic Church, we see countless number of men and women going off just to wrestle with this idea of creation and all of existence coming into being, coming into existence because they have been loved into existence from God. And this is why we even see what St. Paul himself, you know, in the letter to the Galatians, he talks about how he, after his conversion, went off, I think it was about 3 years, to just revamp all the stuff that he learned and to go over everything that he learned as a Pharisee in this new quote-unquote paradigm that is Jesus Christ, who has made known to us the Father and who, with the Father, has sent to us the Holy Spirit. And this is why we speak about the Trinity as three persons, but one God, because you can only understand love in relationship to another. This is a foundation, one of the many that came out of the writings of St. Augustine. This sort of, you know, the Father and the Son. Well, to be a Father, to speak about God as Father, signifies that there has to be a Son. There has to be some sort of relationship. And a Son has to have a parent. You know, and the love that exists between the two is that person of the Holy Spirit. And you know, these are just things for a week that we can meditate upon. We can be transformed by. I know this week in the lectionary for the Catholic Church, we begin to hear from the first letter of Peter, and that letter starts with the beautiful acknowledgement that Jesus is our Lord, not just a Lord, not just the Lord, but our Lord. He has come for us. Why? Out of mercy, that very first line, you know, it invokes God's mercy, which is founded upon the gift that comes from the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has, with the Father, given us the power, which is the love of the Holy Spirit between the two of them. You know, and I'm putting a lot out there, hoping that maybe just one of these little seeds will find a place in your heart to help you grow in the relationship that you are with God. You exist right now, my brothers and sisters, not of your own volition, but because you have been loved into existence. God continually loves you and wants what's best for you out of that love. So when we talk about having a relationship with God and growing in a relationship with God, it goes into, you know, understanding that foundation of love that is the root of our very existence. So my brothers and sisters, here in this life on earth, the mystery that is the Holy Trinity can never be exhausted, nor should it be attempted to. That would just be unbridled hubris, you know. But just because something is inexhaustible doesn't mean we can't have a relationship, doesn't mean we can't know some things, doesn't mean we can't have some level of understanding. You know, mystery doesn't mean an obscure darkness that keeps us from being with the one we love, but what mystery does mean is an invitation into being with the other as the other. And my brothers and sisters, you know, I really invite you to just, you know, sit with some aspect of what we know about the Holy Trinity maybe this week, the creation of the Father, because each person in the Trinity is given sort of understand, like, how do I want to put this? You know, we look at the different acts of the different persons of the Trinity in creation. So we have God, the Father, who is the creator, and this being created out of love that each of us are. You know, we have the redemption that is won for us and given to us freely by the Son, this profound intimacy of God shown to us through the incarnate Word that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And then finally, the presence, the power, the love of the Spirit, the master, the teacher of prayer, the one who makes us holy. Because when we just give a little second to God and we make ourselves open to this creation, this relationship that we are to God because He Himself has called us into existence, that 1 second, that 1 minute, God can do an amazing amount of things with my brothers and sisters because He is beyond time. So thank you very much. As I just I just feel just scratched a surface of this profound mystery. You know, I always find myself going back to the Trinity and gnawing upon the different things that our tradition has. And Bishop Robert Barron in his writings has really got my mind thinking about a lot of things, particularly in relationship to being a person of prayer and a teacher of prayer, as us Carmelites are called to be. So remember, my brothers and sisters, that you are a relationship to God. You are a relationship to God. You have been loved into existence, and not even the devil himself can deprive you of that love. Please don't turn your back on it, but look into your heart and allow yourself to be cultivated by the Spirit in the presence that is Jesus Christ, as our Father continues to love you for all eternity. So know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on the Frank Fryer podcast, please make sure to check out my website, thefrankfryer.com. There you can find links to my articles, to my blog, and to my YouTube channel, where I talk about a variety of topics in relationship to Carmelite spirituality and my general life as a friar and priest in the Catholic Church. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Every second that you spend with engaging my social media content, I'm just so grateful for. Have a blessed day.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.